When Pentecost Day came around, the disciples, together with several women, including Mary, Jesus' mother, and his brothers, all met in one room, when suddenly they heard what sounded like a powerful wind, the noise of which filled the entire house in which they were sitting, and something appeared to them that seemed like tongues of fire. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. Hear the word of the Lord.
And they began to speak with the gift of foreign languages. Now there were other persons in Jerusalem from every nation, and they were amazed to hear these people speaking in their own tongue. Some, however, laughed it off, saying, "They've been drinking too much wine."
I took to church one morning, a happy four-year-old holding a bright blue string to which was attached a much-beloved silver balloon, certainly a thing of beauty, and, if not forever, at least a joy for a very precious now. Clutching the blue string, silver bobbing behind, the child didn't have to tell me something had gone wrong. "What's the matter?" "I bet they loved your balloon." Out it came then, mocking the adult's voice. "We don't bring balloons to church." Then the little four-year-old's lips a bit trembly asked, "Why aren't balloons allowed in church? Doesn't God like balloons?"
"The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind, so hear the word of the Lord."
I celebrate seeing with its bright colors.
I celebrate a true blue sky with flowing banners.
I celebrate things with their enticing aromas.
I celebrate chocolate chip cookies and wildflowers.
I celebrate hearing with its beautiful sounds.
I celebrate singing in harmony and early morning songs of the birds.
I celebrate touch with its tingling warmth.
I celebrate holding your hand and being patted by the sun on my back.
I celebrate birth with the wonder of life.
I celebrate life-giving green, the wail of the newborn, and the baptism of the Spirit. I rejoice in the Spirit. Who makes me laugh out loud? Who gives me goosebumps in front of windows, picture sunsets? Who gives me hope even as the lightning makes me cringe? Who tells me I'm okay? Who speaks in my silent? Who leads me where I did not plan to go? Who loves me as I am? Who doesn't answer all my questions?
Who fills my cup to overflowing? Who weeps for my pain? Who holds out arms to grab me up? I rejoice in the Spirit who believes in me even enough so I can believe back. I rejoice in the Spirit who is the breath of my life and salvation.
The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. So hear the word of the Lord.
I celebrate the church come alive.
I rejoice the times we let God come through to our hiding places, deep down to our hearts of hearts, to where we really live.
I celebrate when we are Christians.
I rejoice when we are loving, when we touch each other, when we contribute from the Spirit, the wallet, and the clock.
I celebrate being a child of God.
I rejoice when the you is more important than I, when we hear the music within and embrace the pain without.
I celebrate the empty cross.
And I rejoice in balloons and the Spirit when they put us in touch with love and what's really important.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life.
The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. The Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. Spirit rides on the wings of the wind. So hear the word of the Lord.
I took to church one morning, a happy 4-year-old holding a bright blue string to which was attached a much beloved silver balloon, certainly a thing of beauty, and, if not forever, at least a joy for a very precious now. Clutching the blue string, silver bobbing behind, the child didn't have to tell me. They loved your balloon. What else? Out it came, beaming at me. They all had balloons. That means God loves me too. It's wonderful.
That Christ being there for me, loving the unlovable, what cannot we thank God with? A balloon or some heart songs? Life is a celebration, an affirmation that God loves us. Good news that God should love us so much. Rejoice! Rejoice in the Spirit.